You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Stacey Morrison is a broadcaster and author. She also noted that people call her a te reo Māori advocate, but she says, aren't we all? Yesterday, I came across a whakatauki that seemed very pertinent at this particular time. It reads, ka ora pea o I a koe, ka ora koe I a o. The English of this is, perhaps I will survive because of you, and you survive because of me. I thought this was a really good place to start our first wire in the lockdown period, which I think I am going to be calling it ahui from now on. Stacey will explain. I started by asking how her whānau is going this morning.
I can just see my brother and his partner doing a workout outside right now, and my whānau are very much fucking lungu people, and so if they don't have a workout, then there will be issues. But currently we're all good, and I've got a son who's got a hard out online school timetable, another one who's pretending that she is, and the other one's looking after the baby. So eight of us in our bubble.
Wow, awesome. Yeah. Hey, that's amazing and cool that, yeah, you guys are still doing the things that you're enjoying or maybe not enjoying with school work.
The structure is probably good, because then, you know, 13 years old, you get up and you are doing something. I find it really funny listening to them, and you go, sir, how do I put up my hand? You know, that kind of thing. So, true. Yeah, you've got to find the light moments. And I'm just worried that we've peaked too early with all our painting and craft. And my daughter's like, can I have another one? I'm like, no, we can't get it done up. Nah, it's all gone.
Okay, got to start rationing those supplies.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm wanting to have a chat just because I saw this. Is it a kiwa or whakatauki? What are we talking here?
Whakatauki. So the whakatauki is ka ora pea au ia koe, ka ora koe iau. Perhaps I survive because of you and you survive because of me. So this is a kōrero tahiko. It's an old whakatauki, and that's actually what I love about it so much, is that it's in a book called Ngā Pepeha a Ngā Tipuna. And so it just shows that the ancient wisdom of our ancestors is so relevant, and that they knew what it was like to live through times like this. And they had this wisdom to go, yeah, these are the kind of things that we learn when we live through things like flu, pandemics, you know, because our people have been through that before, but also just in the way that Māori used to live and go, okay, well, in times of, you know, war and times of crisis, sometimes the person that we are relying on is someone who will then rely on us. So as we are in a situation where we are not going out in order to save each other, I just thought it was really relevant. And my friend Rachel Ka'ai Mahuta, she was reading, which is always another good thing to do while we're in this period, that beautiful book that probably everyone who ever did Māori studies has. That is Ngā Pepeha a Ngā Tipuna, and that's Ngā Moteatea. All of those books have such wisdom, and I just love seeing how Tupuna really knew so much about what it is to live in a state that is actually about regeneration and protecting us from either illness or war or all the things that they knew about.
Aye, and that's, I mean, you're right, it is so relevant right at this moment, because that's what everyone is calling for, basically trying to, you know, get that kindness from others to be thinking about others, right? Because it might be that you are okay, but you could also pass this on to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the scary thing about it, I think, is not knowing, as the Prime Minister said, just act as if you are positive because you don't know. So because of that, the act of staying home and not being in contact with new people shows that it's actually an act of aroha, which is love and compassion. Aroha is not just love, it's compassion as well. So it's compassion for our fellow people of Aotearoa.
And actually, I suppose, my understanding of aroha, right, if you break that down, it is about, it's also that physicalness of facing somebody, right, and sharing that breath. So how do we do that if we can't actually do that right now?
Yeah, I think that there's one good thing about social media. There's definitely some not good things about social media, but you can do it like that, and you can also, I guess, literally in terms of the hongi for a while now, we've been saying, actually another ancient act that our people used to do was to send a hongi from afar, and it's called ha mamau. So ha, as you say, means breath. Mamau means from afar. So apparently, particularly in some iwi where we're quite spread out, say in Te Waipounamu, they do that. If you can see someone on the other side of a hill, you send your hongi from afar. So you don't actually touch your nose, but you put your, kind of like make a knuckle in front of your nose and you send it to someone, sending your ha, your breath of life to someone else, but not actually touching them.
Wow, there you go. Okay.
Well, then you never go on to it.
So finally, I suppose there have been people referring to this lockdown period, or even just this kind of whole, the context that we're in, I suppose, and calling it a rāhui. So would you be able to just explain what rāhui is?
Well, my husband Scotty and I were talking about this. What we like about rāhui is it kind of gives the context of rāhui a place for a reason. So rāhui recognise that there has been a trespass in some way, like there has either been a death or a mate, and we could say in this case illness or danger. And so due to that, we go into a different state to regenerate, to protect. And that's what rāhui always do. So when you know, like, say, if someone dies at a swimming pool and then they put a rāhui there, that's a recognition of, okay, we have had a death there, and we need to recognise that that space needs to be cleared and changed. And here we are recognising that with an illness, with this danger, we need to stay in a restricted state for our own well-being and ongoing survival.
Mm. Kia ora.
So kei te pai tēnā, geez, te reo Māori, eh?
We're yeah.
So lucky that we're so lucky that we have this wisdom and we have these terms, because lockdown doesn't really speak to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't inspire me.
It also kind of, I mean, for me anyway, I'm not sure if other people are feeling this, but it does invoke this kind of, I mean, it's seriousness is there, and I think that perhaps that is important, but it also kind of invokes, it's quite scary too.
Yeah, I mean, English is quite clinical in that way. Don't get me wrong, I love English as well, but it is quite clinical when you use terms like self-isolation and lockdown. And so in rāhui, we're actually saying, yes, we are in a restricted time. We recognise that because we have a bigger picture of seeing there is a necessary need to take these actions, and the result will be regenerating and better for all.
Mm. And people, I mean, you know, when we normally use rāhui, I suppose, or at least me, it's often referred to perhaps for the, you know, te taiao, for example, with Cody dieback happening, there's been a rāhui in the Waitakere. And so, you know, how do we kind of consider what, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to, with the...
I know what you mean. Yeah,
well,
I mean, because sometimes we have that connection with rāhui as being just restrictions, because I think we've missed the fact that there's a restriction for a reason, because we have realised that this is part of a cycle that will make us better in the end. And it's just like with the kauri, there is a rāhui because there has been a trespass, and then there has been a mate that has been introduced, and so therefore the rāhui will help things get better. So I guess it's about missing, usually we talk about it and we forget the part that says the rationale is for us to regenerate and for us to get better.
I don't know, that was a great place to end, so I might end it there if you don't want to go into this, but somebody sent this thing, I think it's Nadine Ann Hooder, she wrote on spin-off Rest Now E Papa Tuanuku as a poem, pointing to, you know, like we're in this kind of this moment, but it hasn't actually been necessarily for the taiao. That's kind of what I was getting at. It has been for tangata. So can you still apply it in that way?
Oh, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I mean, people would also have rāhui on a person, you know, on a person if something happens to them. So you can definitely put it in that context of a person. We often have ideas of people having to sit out of time because, you know, like say if you transgress and you know, then we often go, okay, there's a time where you need to be apart from whatever it is that you've made a mistake on, you know, something like that. If you've had a transgression or been bad to someone, then, you know, it's a similar sort of concept. I mean, I think this is a really Māori concept. In terms of the taiao, I think that we will... it's all interrelated, eh, as far as Māori are concerned anyway, but that this is perhaps an utsu, maybe, you know, for the for what we've done to the taiao, but also that it gives Papatuānuku and all of the taiao a chance to catch up. I mean, look at all the smog that cleared in China. We will see Manu going different places and going, hey, this is cool. No one did that. You know? And I'm looking, you know, like I had a couple of, we always have tui at the back of our house, and I had a tiraitaka come and have a great big kōrero yesterday. So, you know, look for things that you will find soothing, but also that show that this does impact the taiao, and it kind of reminds us what we do every single day quite mindlessly without thinking about it. And maybe us being away from some environments is actually a good thing for the taiao.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.